Soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy without spot or wrinkle by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Come to them highland, come in a hide, for sign and board, yet this there's no tide. Christus nach zum Segnen bereit und ruft so freundlich an. Herrlich, herrlich wird es einmal sein, wenn wir sind von Sünden frei und rein in das gelobte Kanaan ein. Jesus, ich Kind und Herr ist sein Wort, gib ihm dein Herz und folg ihm sofort. Er ist ein Sieger, ewiger Hort, drum mach dich auf und komm. Herrlich, herrlich wird es einmal sein, wenn wir sind von Sünden frei und rein in das gelobte Kanaan ein. Jesus, ich Herr, ich komm. Glaube nur fest, der Herr nimmt dich an. Oh, fühlst du ihn nicht jetzt dir schon an? Lieb und Gnad will er dich umfangen, komm nur, o Sünder, komm. Herrlich, herrlich wird es einmal sein, wenn wir sind von Sünden frei und rein in das gelobte Kanaan ein. Jesus, ich Herr, Jesus, ich Herr, ich komm.
When one studies the early church, the power of God that came upon them, it is almost unbelievable how it completely changed the world system. The Bible teaches us that the disciples turned the world upside down. So what is that power that caused the world to be turned upside down? It is the power of the Holy Spirit, which was given at the day of Pentecost. The Bible teaches us that Jesus himself said, "It is convenient that I leave you so that I can send another, a helper, a comforter, who will reveal everything to you." And exactly that happened. the Holy Spirit was sent upon the human race. Before that, we were all dead in trespasses and sin. We were actually in the family of Satan, and when we become born again by asking Jesus into our heart, by receiving his salvation, his sacrifice for our sins, then we are very clearly baptized in the Holy Spirit. For the Bible teaches us that we're all baptized into one body by one Spirit. What a difference that is. Going from darkness to light. Going from dead works to the works of the Lord Jesus Christ, where God can use us in his stead here on earth. For we are God's hands and feet here, and we need to reach the lost. We have to bring in as many as we possibly can by preaching the gospel, by operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. So today I will be teaching on this interesting subject, how it works, what God commanded us to do. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open our hearts to the truth of Scriptures. Help us to understand and see that we are your representatives here on earth. You will open our hearts. You will anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. In John chapter 14, in verse 12, it tells us this, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." So here is an interesting scripture that describes the power of the Holy Spirit that's going to be working through us. Because the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, "Greater works will you do." What are the works of Jesus? Today, when we talk to Christians, what works are, they simply tell us this. You stay away from from pornography. You stay away from drunkenness. You stay away from this, from that. But that's not really what God was talking about. That should be your reasonable service once you become born again. That should be a natural. But what Jesus was talking about, greater works, is this: to heal the sick, to bring sight to the blind, to raise the dead, to bring peace and joy to those that are around you. Whenever Jesus was moving or operating, people flocked to him because they enjoyed him. They enjoyed his joyful and life-giving messages. Jesus did not condemn anybody except for the Pharisees, and they were looking for it. He would always give good advice because he simply said, "I don't say what I want to say. I say what my Father in heaven tells me to say." And that should be our guideline. Are we being guided by the Holy Spirit? Do we speak the words of Jesus? Are we like Jesus, speaking the words of the Father when it comes to ministering to other people? The Lord Jesus Christ tells us in John chapter 14, "And I will pray the Father that he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." That is the same Spirit that came upon the Lord Jesus Christ when he was baptized. We all remember the story how the Holy Spirit, like a dove, landed on Jesus when he was baptized. And God himself said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And this is exactly what God is telling us. When we turn to Jesus Christ and we receive that Comforter, that Holy Spirit that he sends us, God does not want us to operate powerless here on earth. He has given us the power of the Holy Spirit. Many people today, in many Christians today, instead of seeking the power of the Holy Spirit, they will go back to the beggarly elements of this world, touch not, taste not, handle not, making themselves a whole bunch of rules and regulations that basically don't make any sense, that don't help them in getting rid of their evil desires. All it does is bring division and separation into the body of Christ, where the Lord Jesus Christ tells us, seek the Holy Spirit, be filled with the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, in verse 28, tells us this, "And that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." I got a challenge for many believers today. You call yourselves Christians. Jesus himself said this, "At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you." Do you understand that? Do you know that for sure? Are you assured of your salvation to the point where you know in your heart that you will never lose it? I never teach once saved, always saved as a doctrine. I teach it as a revelation. It has to be a revelation to you. And when you understand this scripture where God says, where Jesus says, "I am in the Father and you in me and I in you," the minute or the day that you understand that, then you will have the revelation that comes from the Holy Spirit. And never mind from the other teachers that are trying to teach you. Once God teaches you, once Jesus opens your heart, then you know for sure. And the Holy Spirit was given to all of us. There's not going to be any excuse for any Christian. The minute you become born again, we are all baptized into one body by one Spirit. But there are people who operate in the Spirit, and there are people who mock the Spirit. That is the sad truth. I have heard prominent preachers mocking the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's mocking the Holy Spirit himself. They're telling us that these things went out with the apostle. Oh, how horrifying that must sound to the Father that loves them so much. It tells us very clearly in Acts chapter 2 in verse 1. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." So here is the record of what happened. The Holy Spirit was given to those 120 that were in that upper room. Did it stay there? Did it stay with the apostles? No. We are the child of God is the extended hand of Jesus. And we can administer the Holy Spirit to one another. First of all, we receive the Holy Spirit when we're born again, for we are born into that Spirit. We are baptized into that Spirit when we are born again. But the Apostle Paul talks about stirring up that Spirit by the laying on of the hands. That's what we need to do. We need to pray for one another, to stir up that Spirit, to get that Spirit moving, so that there's going to be joy and peace and a powerful moving of God amongst us. This is what has been given to us, and we need to make sure that we exercise these gifts that God has given us, because if we don't, we'll have to give an account at the judgment seat of Christ. He will ask, "What did you do with the gift of the Holy Spirit that I have given you?" But at the same time, we have to be careful how we operate with this Holy Spirit, because something happens when the Holy Spirit starts to move in us. It's not natural. It's something unnatural. Other people see it as unnatural. In Acts chapter 2 in verse 12, it tells us this: "And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, 'What means this?' Others mocked and said, 'These men are full of new wine.'" And that's what happens. I've experienced it myself. When the power of God moves in you, you sometimes forget that there's other people around and you don't really care. And it becomes almost childlike. You become as a little child in many cases. You don't care. You pray and you preach and you laugh and you shout and you dance. It happens. But God tells us, as much as possible, be careful when you do that, especially when the unlearned are there. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 in verse 23, it tells us this: "If therefore the whole church be come together in one place and all speak with tongues, and there come in that these that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that you are mad?" That's very interesting. They do that. We can see that on YouTube. It's happening all over the place. They call them false prophets. They call them all sorts of things, even calling them devils themselves. And many teachers today say that speaking in tongues is of the devil. How can that be when the Bible teaches us that we should not forbid to speak in tongues? Speaking in tongues that is of God is from the Holy Spirit. And people need to be very careful what they say, because one of these days they'll have to eat their words. It's going to be very uncomfortable. But for those of us who are operating in this power, be careful. Don't operate, use cameras and put it all over Facebook on what you're doing and what's happening. Then they'll definitely call you mad. We can see it on TV when evangelists pray for other people and they fall over. You can see the mocking that goes on. This is exactly what will happen to you if you start using cameras and putting things on Facebook. People will say you're mad. So the Lord says, be careful. Don't do it in front of the other unbelievers, for they will think you're mad. God wants us to do things with indecently and in orders. Keep the cameras out of your prayer meetings and enjoy yourself in the Holy Ghost with those who are of kindred spirit. Rejoice in that. That's how God wants it to be. And one of these days, all eyes will be opened. All people will see what God had in store for them that loved Him. Even while we were here on earth, there were many, many, many who did not take advantage of the gifts of the Spirit. And they will come short. and will have to admit it. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Selbst mir deine Wege, deine Wahrheit schmale Stege, steh mit Kraft mir bei, dir zu wandeln drein. Weil du kommen bist, was verloren ist, wiederum zurückzuführen, kein Schäflein zu verlieren. Darum pflegt dein Knecht, führe mich zurecht. Gute Dreier
When I go on YouTube and study the church world today, I find something very interesting. The Christians that are operating in the power of the Holy Spirit, they will be into healing, they will be into praying in tongues, they will be into many different gifts of the Holy Spirit. What do you see other Christians do? They blaspheme them, they talk against them, and they call them false prophets. That's what many Christians, many people who call themselves Christians, will do to those who are operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. But at the same time, you will never hear anybody who is under the power of the Holy Spirit, who's operating in the gifts of the Spirit, coming against those who are not. Why is that? It is simply because of this. Those who are operating in the power of the Holy Spirit are not allowed by the Holy Spirit to come against them that persecute them. What a difference! Those who do not operate in the power of the Holy Spirit, those who don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit, they will forever come against those who do. And the reason is simply this. They have not learned to hear the voice of the Lord. The Lord will always, always teach you that you should not come against another brother. In Romans chapter 14 in verse 10, it tells us, why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us will give an account of himself to God. So it's very clear here. You are the people who call themselves Christians, who are coming against those who are operating in the gifts of the Spirit are judging another person's servant. In Romans chapter 14, in verse 4, it tells us, "Who are you that judges another man's servant? To his own master he shall stand or fall. The Lord knows how to keep him and to keep him from falling. It's none of your business." If a person preaches the gospel, if a person comes out and teaches the way of salvation, and he operates in the power of the Holy Spirit, keep your judgment to yourself, because one of these days you shall be judged with the same judgment you judged him, and that's not going to be pretty. So this is the big problem with the church today. Those who are not into the gift of the Spirit are very quick to condemn those who are. But for some reason, those who operate in the gifts of the Spirit are being cautioned by the Holy Spirit not to condemn them that persecute them. Because the Bible teaches us that we should not judge another brother. And they seem to be listening to that advice. So we need to understand that God will one day judge us all, and we'll stand before his judgment seat and give an account of what we did while we were here. But for those of you who are not born again by the Spirit of God, it's going to be a different situation. You will not even have a chance to explain yourself. You will simply be separated from God, and you will have to spend the rest of your eternity in the eternal lake of fire, where the Bible teaches us the smoke of their torment shall arise forever and ever. The chance for coming back to Jesus is going to be gone for the rest of eternity. So you need to give your life and heart to him today. Open your heart to that truth and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.